We could spend all day saying thank you to those who support WSHU with financial contributions. I'm WSHU reporter Ebon Udama. And one way I say thank you is by covering Connecticut political news to help you stay connected and informed. Your financial support is the lifeblood of the WSHU newsroom. Thank you for making this trusted resource available to our community. We're expanding our world together.
The candidates for Nassau County Executive squared off at a contentious debate last night hosted by News 12 Long Island. Incumbent Republican Bruce Blakeman accused Democratic challenger Seth Koslow of being soft on crime for his prior career as a criminal defense lawyer. Blakeman says Koslow's politics are too far left for Nassau County.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are managing our budgetary affairs in a way that would make you proud. We're running this county like a business. He would run it like his law firm, going out, getting criminals out of jail. Your property values would go down.
Here's Koslow's response.
What Mr. Blakeman forgot to say is that there is a process in our country where you have a right to a defense. That's how our system works. And the fact that he's attacking me for having a career and defending the rights of people who have a right to be defended is disgraceful.
Election day is November 4th. Early voting begins on Saturday. This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut could soon have another professional sports team. Creditors approve the latest settlement plan from Purdue Pharma, plus the troubling trend for our region's forests. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut may soon have its own professional women's soccer club. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports it'll depend on whether a planned stadium comes to fruition in Bridgeport.
The team would be part of the new Women's Premier Soccer League. It would be owned by the same group that also owns CT United FC, the new men's team. It's contingent on a plan to build a waterfront stadium in Bridgeport's Lower East Side. But the stadium's planning process has been bogged down by stalled discussions with the state about financial support. During the inaugural 2027 season, other women's pro soccer teams are expected to play in places like Austin, Atlanta, and Denver. Connecticut's women's team isn't expected to play until 2028. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Creditors have approved the latest settlement plan by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma of Stanford. WSHU's Shelley Hussman-Kadish reports it's a major step forward to resolve thousands of lawsuits against the company.
Creditors almost unanimously approved the $7.4 billion proposal by Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. Most of the lawsuits against the company are personal injury claims. They say Purdue made the opioid crisis worse by misleading the public about the addictive risks of OxyContin. Purdue Pharma filed for bankruptcy in 2019. The latest proposal calls for the dissolution of the company, the end of the Sackler family's ownership, and creation of a public benefits company to provide funds for treatment of addiction. Purdue says the plan needs to be approved in bankruptcy court. A hearing is scheduled for next month. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will get to depose the therapist of one of his harassment accusers. The New York Public News Network's John Campbell reports it comes as Cuomo's opponents in the New York City mayoral race criticize his efforts to clear his name.
Cuomo's attorney subpoenaed the therapist of a state trooper suing him in federal court. The trooper challenged the subpoena, but a judge sided with Cuomo, in part because it's relevant to the trooper's claim that her mental health suffered. The trooper says Cuomo made sexualized comments and touched her back and waist, which the former governor denies. Cuomo's legal team has until mid-November to question the therapist under oath. Cuomo's opponents, Democrat Zohran Mamdani and Republican Curtis Sliwa, have criticized the former governor's aggressive legal defense. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut's white oak trees have failed to produce enough acorns for the last decade. That story and more are coming up. Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Next time on Jazz Night in America, a brief history of mambo and the music of Orquesta Acocan, and we're hanging at the Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix.
Museo para visitarlo casi un día entero, o varios días.
He's saying it's a museum for one day or a couple days.
All that on the next Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride.
Sunday night at 8 on WSHU Public Radio.
The MTA found dozens of LIRR workers used counterfeit IDs to collect pay for hours they never worked. That's the findings of a nearly three-year investigation. The MTA's inspector general says workers duplicated and sold fake badges so colleagues could clock in and out without being present. A new law in Suffolk County is meant to crack down on predatory contractors. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says the measure will increase penalties for violations and enhance the county's online registry of immoral businesses. A weekly newspaper in Watertown will publish its last issue later this month after serving the town for nearly 80 years. The closure is part of a nationwide trend as local newspapers struggle with declining revenue and rising costs. Local lawmakers say the paper has long been a cornerstone of community life, highlighting local achievements and giving town residents a voice. A former Fairfield town official has been charged with two counts of harassment after police say they found threatening messages about officers on his phone. Raymond Neuberger previously served prison time for animal cruelty. He was arrested in April for making similar threats towards officers. The months-long battle between the town of Oyster Bay and a Muslim group that wants to expand their mosque is over. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports town officials voted to approve a settlement.
Under the agreement, the Masjid Al-Bajia Mosque in Bethpage can build an extension of their worship center to allow 295 occupants. That's down from a larger plan, which would have accommodated almost 500 people. The smaller size of the building means more space for parking. The group Muslims of Long Island had sued the town, alleging it changed its zoning laws to block the mosque expansion plans in violation of federal land use laws. Newsday reports the town racked up almost $400,000 in legal fees by August, a number that would have certainly soared if the trial went forward as scheduled next week. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Connecticut's white oak trees have failed to produce an adequate acorn crop for the last decade. The New England News Collaborative's Jenny Ahrens explains why scientists say that's a troubling trend for the state's forests.
Acorns aren't just food for wildlife. They are the seeds for the next generation of white oaks. State research forester J.P. Barsky says white oaks have diminished across the Connecticut landscape. He blames drought and defoliation by the invasive spongy moth. And Barsky says the white oaks that remain are continually suffering from acorn crop failures year after year.
It's an uphill battle for the white oaks if we think the big picture of this. They don't produce as many acorns. The seedlings are slower to grow than their competitors. Those will outcompete the seedlings, and so the seedlings die.
Fortunately, the white oak's cousin, the red oak, is a faster grower. And it naturally produces more acorns, so it has a better chance of withstanding environmental stressors. But Barsky says if Connecticut loses yet another native species, that means we are relying upon fewer and fewer trees to serve the ecosystem. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jenny Ahrens.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download our free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Thinking about ways to support the programs you love on WSHU? Well, if you're 70 and a half or older, consider making a charitable gift directly from your IRA. It's an easy way to sustain the news, conversation, and classical music that enrich your life every day. Learn more at WSHU.org and think. Thank you. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.